Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to the Empowerment
Working
Place.
Working full-time, raising a family, Bluefield College offers an online program designed to fit your lifestyle and budget. A Christ-centered, student-focused education. Classes start May 8th. Learn more at bluefield.edu.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to be with you all this evening. I'm excited. It has been an amazing day. We've had an amazing day, We have been with our leader, Bishop Rodney Veeney, as he celebrated his nuptials to his love, the apple of his eye, his wife, Lisa, as they were just married a few hours ago. And in our time there, as he shared his comments, he talked about relationship. He talked about how God wants us to honor relationship. And as my husband and I were coming home, it struck me because what he said was real. But a lot of times people, because of pain and frustration that they felt because of past hurt, they say they don't want marriage. They don't want to be in relationships, when in fact, truly they do. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit this evening, about not giving up. Don't give up. Don't give up. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you tonight for this time together, that we would hear a word of empowerment with your people, that something would be said to spark in those who may feel discouraged, who feel in love, are wondering, when is it going to be my time? Allow us, Holy Governor, to speak a word to empower them on this evening, that they will be encouraged even more to wait on you, Father, to incline your ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say concerning their next move in their relationship. We give you praise now for what will be released, and we count these things down in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, amen, amen. Don't give up. Don't give up. Oh. One of the things we talked about, as my husband and I, were honored to perform the wedding ceremony for Bishop Benny and Lisa. One thing that we constantly saw was the fact that marriage was honorable. And the Word tells us in Scripture that marriage is honorable in the bed, undefiled. That when we honor God with our union, honors us in it. Now, what does that mean? It means this. Too often we have, as individuals, tried to do relationships our own way. And yeah, I was inspired. We were inspired by Bishop Deanie and Lisa tonight. But the truth of the matter is, when I look at my own life and what I've gone through in relationships, and how in many occasions I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I wanted what I wanted, how I wanted, when I wanted, and it didn't always fare well. Be told it wasn't good. But we were reminded this evening as we witnessed two adults with grandchildren who waited on God's timing to come together and become one. And the word says, you know, they're no longer two, but they become one flesh. This couple endured tests and trials of their faith. They endured the idiosyncrasies of their behaviors. And that's anybody in relationship. They endured these things to come to a place of understanding as they were by the Holy Spirit. That now was the time. Now was the time. And so, you know, somebody might be listening today that's saying, well, I'd like to know when my now is. Valerie, Benny, I want to know when my now is because I feel like I've been patient. I feel like I've waited. Sometimes I feel like I just want to give up and I don't even want to try to pursue it because I've had too much heartache and pain. So when is it going to happen for me? What am I going to do? Why am I being left out? But let me encourage you that you've not been overlooked. You've not been left out. There's process. And for some of you who might be listening tonight, you may know a little bit about my story. Oh, I went through some process. Lord have mercy, I went through some process to get to the appointed time. And not just the appointed time, to be that appointed one, ready to be chosen by my husband so that he could get the best of me. So that he could get the best of me. Honey, you want to share, please?
Well, I guess I could say good evening, listeners. There's a lot to say about being patient, being waiting, not giving up. One of the things that the bishop, who was one of the persons that got married today, one of the things that he said was, honor. When you bring honor to the marriage, then God will honor you in the marriage. So it's very important that we remember those things. And I'm always yielding to the word when I talk about anything. But we do know this, is that we can get a lot of understanding and a lot of wisdom from the word when it comes to marriage. There's a lot that's talked about that, not just talking about wives submit to your husbands, husband love your wife. It's even more to it than that. One of my favorite is Proverbs 18:22. In the King James Version, reads as this: whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. So when the direction is coming, God is saying that the woman does not have to go looking for a husband because the husband will find her. And so we got to remember those things. That it's in God's plan, and we want to stick with the original intent of God, which is man and woman coming together as one. And that's one way to fulfill the promise of the kingdom.
Amen. It is a way. I was having a conversation with a young woman the other day. And a young man had said to her, we'll talk about it when you ask me to marry you. And I said, you know what? There's no order in that. That's not God's intent. For some women, you've gotten to a place where you feel like you have to be the strong one. You have to be the one that's going to make the decision. You are the one who has to initiate things because the guy is moving too slow. Can I help you? He might be doing that. Might be he doing you a favor. Because if he is not excited, motivated, willing, discussing, if he's not doing any of those things, there's a reason. Because you feel like you don't want to be patient. You don't want to wait. You got to have it, and you got to have it now. And so you start applying pressure, and you start giving directives that if you don't do this, then this is not going to happen. You know, all those things, instead of actually taking the time to look within, to find out what is going on with me that may be causing the delay. I know in years past, we've had several gatherings with women, when I was specifically doing the women gatherings, and we would constantly look inward as it relates to relationships to find out what it might be about me that's something that's been triggered from my past to make me engage in current relationships the way that I do. Are there still soul ties that have not been severed? Emotions that haven't been dealt with? Are you still lying to yourself? When you say, oh, I don't care what they do, I don't care what they say, I don't care, you know, you're trying to play the big bad role like nothing really matters, when in fact it does. It does matter. And I know this happens to men too. But from the woman's perspective, I just feel a pull on my heart tonight that so often, because we're so giving and we're so caring and we're so loving, that when we give our all and we're hurt, it damages us so that when the next shows up and the next could be the one, we're so beat up that we can't see clearly. We're so beat up that we're not willing to trust again. We're so beat up that we don't even trust our own emotions. We don't trust our own emotions. And my sisters, I'll say this to you because I've been there. Been there. Been in that place. Felt those things. And I kept trying to do it on my own and was failing miserably. But I was so encouraged today as I listened to Bishop talk to others that were in attendance, many who weren't married. And he encouraged them. You know what? I decree and declare that the baggage from your past, you are free from starting now. He decreed and declared that they were going to be in the position to receive that right man and that right woman in this appointed time in order to fulfill God's purpose, that man and wife become husband and wife. Blessing to set a model in place in the earth, that God would be glorified through our union, that God would be glorified, and not just God, but our children and our children's children, that we would be in a place to establish legacy, to pass through the generations, that they will recognize and understand the necessity for marriage, the reality of the benefit of love, and want to pass it down. I was much like Lisa today when she said, before you, I didn't want to do this again. And I might have had those days. I'm sure I had those days when I was like, you know what, enough is enough. I'm done with this. I'm good just like I am. If it doesn't happen, cool. Cool. If it cool, just cool. But at the same time, in the back of my mind, I would wonder, God, is that him? God, is this it? Is this what you've been preparing me for? Is this why I need to stay isolated to get myself in check, to understand who I was emotionally, to understand who I was spiritually, to understand who I am in order to be able to function, really function in a relationship? Is this the one? Don't quit. Don't quit. Because you never know. You just never know when it's going to happen. I'm telling you. You never know. We sit with couples today, one couple who have been married over 50 years, another couple who we are friends with who have been married for 23 years, another couple younger than us who have been married for 15 years. And we were inspired because to many, we're still newlyweds. But to know that our union, Benny and I, happened when it was supposed to happen and happened in God's timing. When we thought about giving up, we didn't. Pursuing each other, weren't doing anything but staying in our lane and trying to understand who we were as individuals. And when God revealed his plan, we both moved, and we moved swiftly. And because of it, we were joined as husband and wife in a short period of time and have been glorifying God ever since. Yeah, I know somebody's saying, wow, that's a wonderful story that happened for you, but I can't see that happening for me. Well, guess what? If you can't see it, you won't see it. You've got to begin to see yourself whole. You've got to begin to decree and declare wholeness. You've got to take time and deal with your challenges. They don't just go away. You can't just wish them away. They have to be dealt with. Get to the root of the whys in your life regarding your relationship. Why do I act that way? Why do I feel that way? Why do I go to the places that I go? Why? Why am I always attracting the wrong type of people? Start asking those questions. And then allow the Holy Spirit to give you the truth. Don't run to your friends. They won't always tell you the truth. They'll give you their version. But seek the Holy Spirit. Ask for the insight that you need to get to a place of wholeness so that you'll be in position to receive what you desire in the relationship.
Sorry for that pause as we move forward. Little technical difficulties. But we just have to be real careful when we don't utilize the source that will bind anything together, which is Christ, and relying on the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us in every part of our lives, and even when it comes to marriage and relationships. Those things are just important when we're talking about relationships. Relationships bring on very emotional moments for us because it's something that some people can't talk about because they don't understand what love is. They don't trust anymore, and those are the things that will hinder you from moving forward. When God does send someone your way, you may not even recognize it because you've been hurt in the past and things like that. So we want to encourage you today to not give up. Follow the instructions that God has laid out for us in every way. Understanding that honor does come from God when you're honoring His words. So Father, we ask that you strengthen those relationships of every one of the listeners that are listening to this message, and even those that may listen in the archives, that they understand that, yes, we have to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Teach us, Father, to just know when, being able to discern when the time is right for us to just make that step into a marriage, knowing that it is sealed with love, understanding, and ordained by. Father, we ask that you continue to just shine upon those. Let them see people who have gone through the trials, the tribulations for 50 years, 20 years, 30 years, some not even that long. But when people see them, they can see that it's ordained by God and that they're being led by the right source, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for keeping everyone going in the right direction. We know that when there's a union between man and woman, that is ordained by God. And for those listeners, husbands and wives, husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Wives, submit yourself unto your husbands as unto the Lord. Those are instructions that we must adhere to bring the honor and respect that is due in relationships and marriages. And Father, we thank you. We bless you for those things that you're doing and continue to do to build relationships in the kingdom as you would have them to do, going back to the original intent that we just recognize what you would have us to do from the beginning to now. And Lord, when we've done everything that you have asked us to do, we know that you're going to lead us to the relationships that would be conducive to what you have taught us to do. And that we'll be steadfast and achieving those goals that we should be looking forward to. And then through the generations, as we build kingdom relationships, then we will strengthen the marital relationships as well, moving forward for generations, for our kids and grandkids to see models that will guide them in the right direction in years to come. And we ask all these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We thank you for each of you who have joined us on tonight. We pray that something has been said to stir something in you, that you would take a look at your relationships again, not giving up, but waiting patiently on the Lord as he directs your path. And we encourage you as you're going through the coming week to do something different maybe, but do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower yourself. I want to let you know that we will be having intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. If you have prayer requests, please feel free to send them to us on Facebook, Finding Me, Valerie Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L, inbox your prayer request to us. Or you can email them at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. This ministry has been a blessing to you. We ask that you would consider sowing a seed. You can find the giving information on our webpage, empowermentoasis@wordpress.com. We'd love for you to visit our page and give us your feedback. And again, if you're being blessed by the ministry, that you would consider sowing a seed to help further our sharing of the Word of God throughout the world. Until next time, we say God bless each of you. We love you. Be empowered.